You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Today, we get to learn more about, get an update from our friends at Concordia University System. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University Nebraska. You can learn more about Concordia University Nebraska by visiting cune.edu. Joining us today, the Reverend Dr. Douglas Spittel. He's Vice President of the Concordia University System here in studio to give us an update. Dr. Spittel, welcome back.
Thank you. It's really great to be back. It's been a little while.
Happy New Year. Happy Epiphany.
Indeed. It was wonderful to start out the day today with the Divine Service and Happy Epiphany. Happy New Year. I guess we're past Merry Christmas now.
Yeah.
I mean, we can still say that, right? Merry Christmas and Happy
Epiphany.
It's
always a Merry Christmas.
Well, in the Lord, it's always Merry.
That's true. So coming down now off of 2025, it's been a busy year for you and Dr. Hardy. Lots of things that went on in the past year in terms of formal visits and just events. I know you guys attended opening services and graduations and all those things as well in the past year. You had a busy year visiting the Concordia universities. Let's talk about what the formal visits looked like and what we learned from those in the past year.
Well, the formal visits, that's something that's really set down by our synod. And it is a team of people that go from our synod, not just CUS, but from our synod to visit our Concordias, and each one of them gets a different team. Dr. Hardy and I are there to help facilitate the whole process, but we're not part of the team. The teams are made up of a faculty member from another Concordia, a regent from another Concordia, an administrator from another Concordia, a district president that oversees another Concordia, and then a rank and file pastor and a rank and file layman from one of our congregations in the synod, could be from anywhere. And they meet for 3 days on the campus with everybody from the president and administrators to faculty members to students to say, you know, to find out how things are going and how our Lutheran identity and our mission as Lutheran Christians is going on the campus. And at the end of that, the team produces a report that is put up on our website at cus.edu, and you go through a couple of pages and you'll find the reports, along with a letter from CUS President Hardy that gives a determination on how the school's doing and is everything okay. You can find those reports that are up there. They're all up except, I think, the last two, because the last two are still in process, but they'll be up shortly, probably this month. And I'm happy to report that our teams are finding our universities in really good shape. The biggest room in the house is always the room for improvement. So we can all always improve and do better, but they are on a strong biblical foundation, a strong Lutheran confession of the gospel, and they all put Christ at the center of their campuses and at their approach to education. And that's really what we as the Missouri Synod want from our colleges.
So that was the formal visits.
That's the formals, yes.
I hear there are also informal visits.
Well, our beloved synod has given us a 3-year cycle. The third year in that cycle is the formal visits. Now Sure. We're back to the first year in the cycle, and there are 2 years of informal visits. The informal visits are very different. Underline the word informal. It's a smaller team. It's made up of CUS staff, board members, a district president who does not oversee one of our Concordia universities, and occasionally some other interested parties, pastors or lay people from our congregations. But these are not so much to go and see how things are, but this is now CUS coming and saying, okay, we've read the report from the formal team. How are things going? And how can we help you? And what can we learn from your university that we can share with our other universities and really to work as a nationwide system of schools to give the best Lutheran education that you will find in the world. And I believe that we're doing that, and we're always looking for ways to improve that. And so the informal visits are very much a conversation. We sit down with faculty members and administrators and students. Instead of them coming into a boardroom and meeting with a team, we're going to their offices, we're going to their dining halls, we're going to their classrooms, to where they are, and to have that conversation and say, hey, how can we help you? And what do you have to teach us? And how can we spread that across the country in all of our schools? And we're always looking to highlight the positive and where there are needs for improvement. How can we help each other to do that? So that's the informals that are coming up this year.
How do these visits, the formal and the informal, how do they help build a collaborative culture among CUS, all the schools? What how do these benefit the schools as a whole?
That was a good question when we started this, because this is all new to us since the 2023 convention. But what we have found out is even the team members, when we have a faculty member from another Concordia, I've heard them say it out loud, wow, that's a great idea. I need to take that back to my Concordia. So the relationships are being strengthened where they're not isolated and siloed, you know, just in Wisconsin or Nebraska or Minnesota or California, but they're starting to talk to each other and experience what each other are doing. So just getting those teams out there has helped that. And that has also spurred us to begin to hold some conferences and summits and whatnot to really get faculty members and administrators together from all of our Concordias into one room to help build one another up in the faith and in our practices of how we educate our students.
Speaking of summits, I believe you mentioned before our recording today that there was a summit, you held a summit with the admissions officers of the Concordia Universities.
We did.
Can you give us a recap of that?
Yeah, we did that in October, right after the formal visit at Concordia Chicago. Concordia Chicago was a wonderful host to us. We had admissions directors and officers from all of our Concordia universities. We had presidents from our Concordia universities. We had representatives from our seminaries. We had Set Apart to Serve was there with us also. And it was a two-day event where we sat down and we had an agenda, obviously, but it was, again, a conversation of how do we serve the church primarily in educating more and more future church workers. Because you always hear about, oh, there's a pastor shortage, or I'll tell you this, there's an even bigger teacher shortage. Well, it's one thing to say that, but what are we going to do about it? And that's where CUS comes in and Set Apart to Serve. Set Apart to Serve is working on building that culture in our synod to encourage people to go into church work. CUS's job is to educate those people and form them to be church workers. And we are very blessed that our numbers of church work students are growing. We can always do more. There's always room for improvement. Mm-hmm. So we want to recruit and educate more and more students. Now, that brings with it other issues. You know, there's good old unintended consequences. It's great to say, let's bring in, let's say, 1,000 more students. Well, you also have to feed, house, teach these 1,000 more students, and you got to hire more faculty. Well, and you know, and then presidents start to worry because, well, how am I going to pay that? And so that's all part of the mix when we're having these discussions. We want to come into this with our eyes wide open, and we want to come at it with a plan. Yes, part of it's raising more money, part of it's having more scholarships, part of it is having more personnel and facilities, maybe even more campuses to really increase the number of students that we are forming and educating to go out and then do the Lord's work in our congregations.
What does that enrollment picture look like right now at the Concordia Universities?
Well, thank God, our enrollment for our church work students is up. Now, it is up above where we were pre-COVID. That's great. What's even better about that is, as some of your listeners may know, before COVID, we had more universities. We now have 5 universities. But with less universities, we now have more students than we had when we had more universities. Mm-hmm. So our universities are doing a great job of bringing students in and educating them so that we will have church workers to fill our pulpits and our classrooms and our special ministries moving forward. And we want to keep building on that momentum.
You mentioned through the formal visits, it was clear that there's a Christ-centered focus across all the Concordia universities. And the increased enrollment in church work programs is a great sign as well that there is definitely an emphasis on raising up church workers and training church workers for the future. That Christ-centered focus across all the campuses was also very clear around Christmas, with Christmas celebrations across all the Concordia University campuses, some with just several of them. I think probably all of them have excellent music programs and great Christmas programs around usually in early December. There's one in particular that we get to share here on KFUO, and I know you got to enjoy a little bit of it as well. Tell us a little bit about the Emmanuel at Concordia Christmas for Concordia Irvine.
Yes, you can find it if you want to go and watch it. It's available on cus.edu. There's a link there to the YouTube page, and you can watch the whole special. Concordia Irvine has the production capability and the personnel to put together just a very polished, well-done Christmas special that was aired on PBS across the nation that brought Christmas music, hymns, classical pieces, contemporary pieces to a wide audience, and bringing that message of our Lord and God come in the flesh in Jesus Christ through their music. It's just a wonderful production. And yes, you're right. All of our Concordias have magnificent music departments. They're training some great musicians. Irvine has some technical abilities that takes it to this level and enables them to get that out to a nationwide audience.
They also happen to have some really nice weather for recording stuff outside.
it's when I, for the CUS newsletter, I put out just a Merry Christmas newsletter to our email subscribers, and I said, you know, enjoy these photos of winter on our campuses, and you have Wisconsin in snow, St. Paul in snow, Nebraska in snow.
Chicago, probably.
Chicago and snow, and Irvine, well, it's summertime.
Sun all the time.
Yeah.
Any other highlights or anything else to look forward to in 2026?
A lot more of the same, and that's a good thing. We're getting ready. We're gearing up for our second year of scholarships. And for you students who are listening, who've been asking me, when's that going to happen? I can say that we're going to open the application window on May 1st. So it's going to be a little earlier this year because to hopefully alleviate some of the anxiety that goes with, am I getting a scholarship? We can hopefully have those scholarships awarded a little earlier this year. So we'll open up the window on May 1st and it'll be a 30-day window. We'll have just the month of May to take those scholarship applications. But again, that is part of our initiative to help on the money side, on the funding side, to make it possible for church work students to get their education. And I've gotten, if you come down to our offices, I've put up on the walls all the thank you cards and letters that we've gotten from students. And really, some of them are very heartfelt. Again, if you go to cus.edu, you'll find a 3-minute video. It's the Thanksgiving video where you'll see some of our students talking about what it meant to them to get that scholarship and how without it, a couple of them wouldn't be in school right now. There is a 30-minute version of that that's going to be coming out, and we're going to be putting that up on the website. That's probably going to be in the next week or so, where you can really hear a longer version of these students' stories and how thankful they are that they received those scholarships. So that's coming up. Of course, the informal visits to all of our schools will be going on through this spring semester and then next year into the fall semester. And hopefully we'll be having some more conferences like the one I did, the summit that I just talked about. So, yeah, we're really just looking forward to moving forward and moving that ball forward to educate and form our, not just church workers, but also people in all manners of Christian vocations, both in the church and the world.
The website for Concordia University System, where they can learn more about what's going on at the Concordias and the scholarship information as well?
cus.edu.
Very good. Our guest today, the Reverend Dr. Douglas Spittel, Vice President of the Concordia University System. Dr. Spittel, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Are you looking to gain practical insights and spiritual encouragement in a format that fits your life? Discover the treasures of Christ-centered learning with Concordia University, Nebraska. Utilizing an online, self-paced learning platform, Concordia Nebraska's new Studia Vitae program will offer a non-credit continuing education courses featuring lifelong learning opportunities in a variety of focused areas. Courses begin in January 2026 and registration opens soon. Learn more at cune.edu/CEU. That's cune.edu/CEU.